Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, it is Sunday. I don't normally record the podcast on a Sunday, but I've been pretty busy. A few things have had to take priority. Last week I was filming quite a bit and putting a lot of hours in to the launch. It's not going to launch yet, but to actually the creation of my brand new online course, which is going to be called Brand Impact Mastery. And I really want you guys to master your own personal brands. Now, ultimately, the fitness industry, when you guys start as a coach, as a personal trainer, it's your brand, right? And no one really teaches you this. And it's not till years down the line that you kind of stop and you say, well, look, I'm training people, but how do I get more people to know about me? How do I actually get in front of more people? How do I actually either scale my business or know what marketing channels to use? But ultimately, if none of it's working, potentially it's back all to do with the fact that you haven't identified what your brand is and what your vision is and where you want to be going and who you want to serve. And you know, I've created a really lengthy course which allows you to get absolute clarity over you, your vision, your mission, and then trying to work out how you actually bring what you do in front of more people so that they ultimately invest in you. Yeah, that's the most important thing. And it's quite important for me to point this out now that, you know, as time goes by with you listening to me on the podcast, you know, I spent a lot of time understanding marketing. I spent a lot of time understanding sales and building systems, all so that I can reach you, all so that I can fulfill my legacy of changing the fitness industry. I want to have more personal trainers living a more fulfilling and happy and successful career and life. And I know that's not the case in a lot of cases because, you know, a lot of trainers are unfulfilled. A lot of trainers got low self-confidence. A lot of trainers actually could do so much better, grow better businesses, you know, not necessarily moving life online, which is what everybody assumes they need to do nowadays. But, you know, there's a lot of trainers in gyms that can't make a success of themselves because they don't really understand what their brand is, how to carry themselves forward. You know, a little test I always give to people, and I'll share this with you right now, is if I took you in a lift and we were going from floor 1 to 20, and it took 20 seconds to get to the 20th floor, in that time frame, could you tell me exactly what it is that you do, who you help, and why you do it? To the point where I feel compelled to turn around to you and go, wow, that's really powerful. And a lot of coaches that I come across can't. And that's, you know what, that's the main thing behind marketing. Because once you're clear with who you work with, and once you create the right level of message and content, and just remember this, you know, a lot of people look at marketing and go, oh, you know, it's a bit harsh in people's faces. Well, you know, I didn't come into the fitness industry to just be a salesman. I didn't come in the industry just to make revenue and make income. I came in the fitness industry to make a difference. And as I've grown in the fitness industry, I know that I've got a kind of mission to serve you guys. And as I've kept developing and growing, that mission's got more powerful and stronger. And I keep looking at ways to help you guys. And, you know, with the feedback I get from the podcast, it is. But what about your mission? You know, if I'm going to be brutally honest with you right now, if you've come on the podcast because it says using Facebook as a marketing tool, thinking Mark's going to give me the ultimate formula to get 200 new leads, and he's going to give me the formula to, you know, sign up loads of brand new clients, and there are a lot of people promising that out there, guys. There's a lot of people promising that there, but I haven't come in the industry to do that. 16 years in, I've got a really loyal following. You're one of them. And I'm grateful for that. But I'm trying to make an impact and grow a brand, a personal brand that's got a reputation for its values and standards. And in the early days of my career, it was helping people lose weight and improve their health. Later on in my career, it was helping people achieve a body shape that they never thought was possible. And we do that with M10, we do that with myself. And then that developed. And my passion is helping you have a brand. So one of the funny thing is, with anybody that talks about Facebook nowadays, is the whole brand thing, no one's talking about. No one's talking about the personal brand. They're talking about how you can create a Facebook ad and get in front of 100,000 people, create a product, create an online training program, and literally flood the market with people that don't even know you, who pay you money to do your course. And the problem is with that is there's a huge drop off. You're ending up having to just market every day and sell every day. And with that, there's no brand building, because guess what? The people I see doing it, you go on their Facebook page and it's awful. The content's awful. There's no content that relates to the product that they're selling. And the thing is with this is, if Facebook changed their algorithms tomorrow, if Instagram changed everything tomorrow, which meant that people just literally couldn't throw their marketing at anyone if they didn't have a congruent brand and content, they would be screwed. All right? But one thing that I do a lot is I use a lot of my social media platforms to drive that loyal or that engaging person into my email world, onto my website. Both two platforms that I own. I own my website, and I have an actual tangible website email database that I can print off, and I own the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that's on that list. Then I talk to trainers that are flooding their Instagram pages with their Facebook pages with, you know, ads here, ads there, just trying to get people in, just trying to get people in. And then suddenly everything changes and they've got nothing, right? So where I am different is the personal brand that I help people build starts with being very, very clear who it is that you're working with. Not just anyone in fitness. I came in the industry, and I'm in the industry right now, to help personal trainers develop their business and brand to help them have a more successful, fulfilling, and happy career. And I can do that by looking at the different channels that are appropriate, and then I'll say, now you've got to put the work in. I'm not going to suddenly write a funnel for you that gets you 200 leads of people that don't even hardly know about you, and then try and sell your personal training, which is more higher priced. Everyone's trying to drop their prices nowadays because there's such a competitive world, and everyone's going drop, 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 drop. In a world where we had a recession, in a world where social media was growing, my prices have only gone up. And then I listen to trainers that have been in the industry 10 years charging £70 a month for online coaching. Why are you doing that? Why are you just playing the numbers game? Why don't you actually have the credibility on your social media platform for what you do? Now, the likelihood, guys, of somebody paying the same person £150 than £70 because they bought into who they are, the results that they have, and how they do it, and how long they've been in the industry, and the content that they share, is a lot higher. And so my coaching methodology, which is going to go inside in line with the Facebook marketing advice I'm going to share with you right now, is how we build loyal customers, loyal followers, and guide them along a process so they invest in not just 1, 2, 3, 4 personal training through to online training, maybe ebooks down the line, whatever it may be. But yeah, Russell Brunson talks about this very, very much. He's a very, very well respected marketer. And he talks about the fact that, you know, when somebody buys from you the first time, providing that the service is impeccable, they will invest in all of your services. You know, so if you've got a client that's working with you for a while, if they love you and they move away, they'll stay online coaching with you. And then if you launch an ebook, they'll buy that from you. And if you offer another product, they'll buy that from you. But if you get somebody that just literally sees an ad, buys something, look at your page, they think it's rubbish, they've already spent their money, they disappear. So where are we going to get to with today's podcast? Episode 72, using Facebook as a marketing tool. I'm going to talk to you about how I see the most beneficial way in terms of building a personal brand and using Facebook to support you with your marketing. Step number one is always going to be about actually building content. Content that people engage with because it's relevant to them. And going back to a post that I made earlier on my Instagram page is about how to know who your customer is. The most important thing is to get granular. If it's 25 to 35 year olds, if it's males and female or females, if it's prenatal or postnatal, if it's sports specific, you know, if you're a runner and you're trying to work on endurance, what level of endurance? What age group? Is it sprint endurance in terms of anaerobic speed at certain points that you might need? Is it, you know, looking at the more of the, you know, the tolerance level and endurance level? You know, looking at the long distances, what are you actually working on? Breaking down whether it's nutrition for endurance for a specific category. And this is where, once you get very, very clear, the interesting thing with Facebook is that Facebook's going to reward you for engagement. Facebook's going to see people engaging on your page. But if no one on the in the marketplace understands who you're talking to, there is absolutely no chance in people getting clear and engaging with your content. So the first thing you got to do is get clear on your audience, and then you got to provide relevant content to them. And one of the things I'll give you a tip of here is go on other people's social media pages that talk to your audience and get good engagement and see what they do, because there's some very good tips on how you can actually develop your engagement. Now, we will get into Facebook ads in a second. Don't worry. I know you're probably very excited to hear about that. And the other thing that you've got to do is you've got to have a business page. So you've got to have a Facebook business page. All right, they're two very important things. Now, before I get into the nitty gritty of the actual marketing side, think of this. Facebook has 1.5 billion active users, and it could be, I'm sure it's a lot more right now. So with that, you have a community online of people, a lot of people, but Facebook has something that's incredibly unique. It has the data. It knows you, if you're in a relationship, if you're single. It knows where you live. It knows when your birthday is. It knows what pages you visit. It knows which groups you follow. It knows which pages you've engaged with. And anybody out there running Facebook ads can say to Facebook, hey, I want to reach this type of person with this level of, not necessarily knowledge, but this level of engagement on certain pages, this age category, this gender, and in this city, this country. And so the ads can be created and marketing can be presented directly to people, which if you think nowadays, you know, you can be as, if you look at TV advertising in the old days and even now, you can kind of hope that a certain age range is going to be on TV at a certain time to put an ad out. You can put magazines out there and literally just because of the title say Muscle and Fitness, it's going to be going to a muscle and fitness audience, but you can't guarantee it's going to exactly who you want to speak to. And this is why Facebook is so valuable. So we've got two sides of Facebook. We've got content, as in organic, that you produce yourself, and we've got paid traffic. Organic traffic, I'm going to be honest with you right now, it's a skill. Creating content that's highly engaging is an art form. And a lot of people that are on Facebook not really studied it. But one of the quickest ways to study it is to know your audience. Because if somebody's scrolling down and an ad pops up or an organic post pops up and it said how males over 40 can increase muscle tissue whilst remaining lean, that's the type of thing that's going to be, oh, it's to 40-year-old plus. It's talking about muscle but keeping lean. That could be something that I'm struggling with. But if you put how to add muscle and stay lean, it's not going to an audience. So simply with your content, a little change could be, because Facebook's valuable, it'll keep it in the newsfeed if it's being engaged. So step number one is to engage with your audience by talking to them directly with your content and providing very relevant, easy ways for them to be able to engage with it. And if you are creating nice graphics, you know, I have a creative designer, right? Someone that looks over my graphics, my content, and says, you know, that's going to work. That's in line with your branding. If you haven't, something else is going to be of value. Because one of the guys that I actually follow heavily and read a lot of his stuff to do with Instagram is a guy that's kind of, I think is, I forget his surname, but it's Thor. If you want to go on YouTube and type in Thor, Thor Farsand, I think it is. But he talks a lot about Instagram, and he talks about the algorithm and how everything's changing all the time. And similarly with Facebook, Now, the interesting thing to do with these is the fact that he says that in this day and age, because everything's so busy, you have to be very good at engaging with your audience. So if you're not studying marketing, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, if you're not studying it and you're just putting content out, you're at a huge disadvantage. So with Facebook, when you look at people that are getting high engagement, they thought, right, how do I get in front of my audience? How do I talk to them? And I haven't talked about funnels yet. I haven't talked about magic 200 lead formulas or anything like that. I want to help you with the truth. I don't want to help you with the crap that promises something, never delivers. Because you can create a Facebook ad and pay $5,000 for somebody to make it for you. But guess what? They don't change. Who you are, how you present your content, how knowledgeable you are, what type of content you do, what your brand looks like, what your logos, colors, schemes, all this stuff is. You fast track it to an ad that you pay for that brings people down a lead funnel, but you can't convert that. It's like misrepresentation. You don't know how to get that person in shape properly. You don't know how to fulfill them. You know, some people have maybe had somebody buy, make an ebook for them or whatever. It's just chasing money, and it's not authentic to what we're in the industry for, especially from my perspective. I hope you agree with me. So we've got this organic, we've got paid traffic. Organic, you've got to become very, very good at learning about your audience and how to create content that gets them to engage. And when they do engage, remember, you can engage. Because when you meet somebody in the street for the first time, you shake hands, there's no reason why you can't ask that person for the phone number if you get on with them, or ask them for their email address, or tell them what website address you've got, and try and build the relationship on a little bit further. There's no reason why somebody that's regularly messaging or commenting on your posts on Facebook can't have a message, and you can't introduce yourself. That's not a problem. But I am going to say this to you with organic content, before we get to paid ads. Your content on your Facebook page, your Instagram page, and your website, it's got a link. If you're running a Facebook page and talking about muscle building, and then it goes straight over to a page, a website that doesn't even reflect your knowledge of that, no articles, no products, it's got to be all congruent. It's all got to be aligned. And especially when you get to Facebook ads, if people come off an ad and come straight to a terrible website and a website that's not even aligned with what it is that you do, or that flips across to an Instagram page and it doesn't even align with the what you've created on Facebook, this lack of congruency is why people don't invest in you. They don't follow you. They don't engage with you because you've not put any time into creating the brand framework underneath. Now, if we now look at both edges of organic and paid, there are three types of people that are going to engage in your content, and you need to be very skilled at knowing how you're going to position this. Position this means placing it either at the right time or with the right language. Paid ads, you can do it differently. But with organic, you have to remember that there are people going through the newsfeed who don't follow you. And you need to write content specifically to get them to start following you. So you have to talk in a language and attack people in the language that they say attack. Just drive your content towards them in a language that they actually understand. So for example, guys are struggling to build shoulders. Five key strategies to maximize your delt development. If a guy is going down in the newsfeed, is going to train delts tomorrow and he wants five strategies and there pops yours. But if you put a picture of you and you're not particularly very big, and then the real chunk of the content's in the article, do you think that your picture is going to inspire that person to read your content? Not at all. So if you're relatively new to Facebook or you're trying to grow your following, a lot of your posts have got to tell people what you're talking about. And if you're going to tell people what you're talking about, it has to then have content that's going to help them. And if it helps them and they go away and they find it valuable, they'll message you or they'll contact you or they'll put a comment or they'll like it. They might start by liking it or they might start by just actually coming back to your page without following you. If your content is then consistent, people then choose to follow you. That person that's become a follower is somebody that you now have the opportunity to guide along the channel. Now, you never want people to remain a follower. You want people to ultimately invest some way with you. And investing can be an email address. Investing can be a small purchase, or it can just go straight to booking you or hiring you for coaching, okay? But the interesting thing with your content is that because people have just found out about you, 9 times out of 10, it's going to take 7, 8, 9 touches of them reading your content before they would even consider actually engaging with you at any level. And so with Facebook as a marketing tool, it's no different to Instagram. if you put an ad out about an article out about building a bigger chest, and then the next one's about glutes for females, and then the next one's about something else, and the next one's about how to sleep better, the next one's about fixing your gut, they're like all over the place, and they're going to disappear. And if they find somebody that's putting more consistent content out to a specific audience, solving problems in line with what their problems are, they'll follow you. But if it's not, they'll disappear. That's the first thing to consider, okay? The second thing to consider is, now you've got your organic ad content that's going out there, we've then got to think of the benefits of paid advertising. Because people are like, oh, do you know what? Paid ads, well, that's tight, that's a struggle. Well, if you want to work with more people, get known more, the world's evolved. And the point about Facebook ads is not to lose money. That's the first thing I want to say to you. The point about Facebook ads is to get a return on the investment. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you are boosting posts, and if you're paying for ads, and they're not going to a website, and the website hasn't got a link where they can invest in your products or services, or a price chart, or they're not going to a free download, or they're not going to some way of you making some money, you're kind of wasting your time. You'd be better trying to build up your organic content and getting people to see it over time while you build a website, while you start getting clear on your personal training services locally, and then you can start thinking about strategies to drive people into your world. Because there's a few things to consider with Facebook ads. Number one, if you have a business page, you need a pixel. And a pixel is a tracking piece of code on Facebook that you can attach, or your web developer can, to your Facebook, to your website. It attaches with coding to every page on your site. And essentially what Facebook does is that piece of code that's attached to your website will start to be able to track the movement of people on your site, pages, buttons that they click, pages that they visit. It's incredible. You don't need to know a lot more about that at this stage. But if you haven't got it installed on your website, go and see your web developer and say, there's a piece of code within my Facebook business account and I need it putting on my site. That's stage one. Stage two is to then understand that if you could then start to drive more people to your website, to read your articles, to engage on your online coaching page, to look at your personal training page, or whatever it is that you do as a fitness professional, people have got a better chance of engaging with you and getting involved with what you do going to something like a website. So a lot of people keep thinking, well, I'm going to create an ad, I'm just going to produce an ad. The point about an ad is it should take people in different directions. It should move somebody from just finding out about you to actually wanting to know a bit more about you. And then ultimately you will earn the right at some point down the line to present an advert about something for them to buy. So think of Facebook ads like this. You have a kind of central hub, which is Facebook Ad Manager. You have a pixel installed on your website. And then you have this Facebook page, which you can either create adverts for that will send people to different places, such as your website, such as a free opt-in page, which I've talked in before. Opt-in page being where you give somebody something of very high value for free with an email address that they give you. You can use that, okay? You can create videos. This is incredible. You can create videos about specific topics on your page, on your Instagram page, your Facebook page. Boost them with an advert and build up a group of people that follow them, an audience. And then we can use that audience to specifically drive content to directly the people that have watched videos. I'm just going to go over that again. An audience of people is something within Facebook Ad Manager. We can build a specific database of people that have viewed any piece of your content. Whether or not it's an audience of people that have viewed your page, whether or not it's an audience of people that have viewed an article on your website, whether or not it's an audience of people that have watched a collective number of videos on your Facebook page, you can bundle all the people up that have watched these videos, read the articles, been on your website, and you can create adverts directly to these people. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because as a marketing platform, imagine this. You create an article on your site, which is why websites are so valuable. and you start writing it a very, very, very good headline, very good article about a specific topic such as building bigger shoulders, that goes on the Facebook, you promote an advert to Facebook ads. That ad, very simply, gets promoted and stays there. And people that are interested in building bigger shoulders click on the ad and go to your website. The tracking piece of code has been told that for every single person that reads that article, can you present them with a different ad selling my online trip coaching services? Or if they've read the ad, can we then put an advert in front of them giving them a link to download my free product? And then from downloading the link, we can send them a group of emails which ultimately will lead them to buying your product or service. Now, by having a page on your Facebook group that's very, very detailed in content, right the way through to having a Facebook advert that's driving people through to the website to read the articles. And when they like the articles, they close your page down and they go back to Facebook to have a look through, and up pops an ad that says, download my 10 strategies for bigger delts, or download my 5-week delt building program. And then they give you their email address. So we've taken that person off Facebook, we've taken them into an ad, we've moved them from an ad to an opt-in page, we've now got their email. Now, I know from marketing that I do, 3, 4, 5 months it takes for people to engage with me. And I want to leave my legacy. I want to help personal trainers. I want you to have a fulfilled and successful career. But many of you have either been on my courses or been involved in anything that I do. You wouldn't have invested with me immediately. You don't know me. You might think, Christ, you know, Mark's, you know, the way that he is, the way he presents his content, I don't know whether I should go and speak to him and see him present. The interesting thing here is, if I provide you enough value and I help you enough and give you videos like this to give you an awareness of how much better your business could be if you got a grasp of marketing, if you got systems in place, if you started to understand retargeting, as I've just explained, for Facebook, then that's going to help your business grow and help your business develop. But if I just create every single podcast and all I do is, literally the whole podcast is just, I am only selling, but I'm not giving you huge value, you're not going to think, well, you're probably going to think, I'm not even going to involve myself with him because there's nothing I can go away and learn. If I know from this podcast that you're going to go away and implement my strategies from Facebook and you're going to start to become more aware of it, I've helped you. If I've helped you, you'll hopefully come to the point where you go, do you know what? I can't do all this myself. I actually don't understand how to do this. I haven't got clarity with my audience. I haven't got clarity with my brand. You know, and is that a point where I reach out and start to look for help? Potentially. But think about people out there in the world, right? There are some people impulsively saying, oh, you know, I'm going to do online coaching. They don't follow it through. And then there's other people going, do you know what? I've followed her page and she writes pretty good content. Oh my word, she's given me something for free. And these are all from Facebook advertising. And then from Facebook advertising, you downloaded something for free, a bikini guide or a booty plan, something for free. And then from that, you can then start to email and communicate and put more content out and create more ads to the point where the person thinks, you know what, they've given me that much help. Now I want to go through the whole process myself. I'm going to reach out and speak to them. So yes, Facebook can be a bit of a minefield, but don't overcomplicate it. You try and think about Facebook as an opportunity to get your content in front of people, to educate people, to get awareness to what you do prior to you selling what you do to them further down the line. It happens in marketing all the time. You know, you might watch TV adverts about certain products, but there's no click now. And then you might walk down the high street and see the same product at the same discount that was added on TV. And then you might walk down the next street and the same advert, the same discount, the same offers there. But one of the people from the store comes over to you and says, hey, how are you doing? You know, we're doing a percentage discount on this today. Do you want to try it? And you're like, maybe. Nah, I'm all right. Thank you. And then you disappear. But you go home and you go on the website and then you click on the website and you start having a look around. And guess what? Because that website's linked up with Facebook ads for the company and linked up to Facebook, they then recognize you've gone on the website. You go onto Facebook the next morning, having watched the TV channel and not bought anything, having gone into town and not bought anything, having gone down the next street in town and still not bought anything, but you went on the website with curiosity And the website then went, ah, you've now visited the site. As a result, I'm going to present an advert selling the same thing that you've seen recently in front of you. And you go, do you know what? Yes, I'm going to have that. So ultimately, what you've got to consider with Facebook ads and Facebook is it's not a selling machine straight off the bat. It's still a content and has to be in the context of who it is that you want to work with. But if you want to create content and have a website and have articles and actually get it in front of the people that you truly want to serve, and you can back that up by what you do, how you do it, the results you've achieved, and your social media page and your website can do everything to support your brand, then when you put adverts in front of people and they come back down to the ground-based stuff, which is either meeting you, or it's coming into your facility, or it's going onto your website, and that's when somebody's built a relationship and connection with you and they're ready to buy. So, you know, using Facebook marketing as a tool, just a couple of recaps that I want to go through with you. Audiences, as I covered, is your opportunity to ask Facebook a question. It's all about asking questions. Facebook, I have an Instagram account. Lots of people like my posts. Do you think I can actually collect the people that have viewed and liked my posts for the last 180 days, but put them in a little pouch for me, an audience, an actual locked container, and I can create that as a specialist audience? So if I actually know that people are liking and following my stuff, if I want to do a seminar or if I want to sell a free program, the people that are engaging with my stuff are more likely the people that are going to buy. I hope you can understand that. In this day and age, people are very skeptical about buying things, rightly so, straight off the bat with people they don't know. But if they get to know them and you provide them more content, which is what your Facebook platform is all about, which is Facebook ads allows you to get more content in people that's relevant to them, then the likelihood is further down the line that they will buy from you. And where a lot of people are making the mistake is they're putting ads out saying personal training available, or, you know, they're putting an article up about what they do, forgetting that it should be about what the customer needs. And as a result, they go to the website and it doesn't even look in line with what you've put on the article or the post. So the audiences are very, very key. Within an audience, there's some key ones that you should consider building. And go in the back of Facebook ads, you'll see it. If you go in Google, you can search Facebook ads audiences. It will recap a lot of what I've said about how what the value of them are. But some main key ones that you want to consider is people that follow you. If they follow you, they're people that know about you. They're warm. They've been following you for a while. People that visited your website, it's very, very important. People who engage with you, they like and save posts, or they share posts or repost posts. You've got your full Instagram audience because Facebook owns Instagram. You've got your Facebook audience. So realistically, if you actually want to say to Facebook, do you know what? I would like to have a free product and I would like to get it in front of everybody who follows me on my page, because I want to collect email addresses, because I've got something to say in an email. In fact, on the email, I've got to tell people that I've got a boot camp coming up in 6 months, or I've got a seminar coming up in 8 weeks, or I've got an ebook that's going to be released, or it has released. But the people that are more likely going to buy from you are the people that have initially followed you, and then they've engaged with your content, and then they've given you an email address, and they're almost close to being a friend. They're the people who you should be putting your products in front of, not anybody and anybody all over the world boosting a post to 25 to 35 year olds all over the world. That's not going to work. So Facebook as a marketing tool is absolutely golden. But as I said at the beginning, there should be a return on your investment. So if you're going to spend 20 quid across a week, or you're going to spend £10 a day, is there any way of you making that money back? When you say, I'm trying to raise awareness of my brand and trying to get more people to know about me, that's all good and well. But it's only good and well if you're getting people to know about you so that they can end up buying something from you. Now, what I explained about 5 minutes ago, when I kind of was telling you that people went to your website and then they got tracked and then they put an advert in front of you, this is something that I haven't talked at length about, but it's a funnel. It's part of the conveyor belt. Imagine going in a gym, you talk to somebody for the first time, the next time you see them, you say, hey, how you doing? Let me show you an exercise. Then you can give them something for free. And when you give them something for free, they find it very, very helpful. They see you the next day. They think that it's so valuable. They want to ask you another tip. And you say, hey, let's sit down for a consult. I'll take you through how I work. I truly believe that when I sit down and I talk to them, they will become a customer. That's like a gym-based funnel, right? Like a one-to-one funnel. But online, you can't do all that in one. Plus, with a post, you are putting a message out there, but you're not getting any engagement. So what you can do online is you can say, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be value-driven first. I'm going to put an ad that's all about how to grow bigger legs, okay? And then what I'm thinking about my how to build bigger legs. Who am I thinking about my audience? Who would particularly want to build bigger legs? Do we have athletes? Do we have bodybuilders? Do we have day-to-day people? Or do we need to think maybe not everybody wants bigger legs, but people want bigger shoulders? Oh, okay, now I'm going to create an ad like I talked about earlier on in the podcast, 5 key strategies to develop your shoulders. Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm going to create an ad with an article link straight back to my website where I've got all that detailed in. As I get to the bottom of the article after I've seen the ad, engaged with the ad, gone to your website, at the bottom of the email, you could quite happily give something away for free, which is a week's worth of training programs for back, for shoulders, and that person then starts to get more value and invests in your services when they see an ad for your coaching. So essentially a funnel is where somebody doesn't know about you and at the end of the process, they know that much about you, they clearly know that you're the person that can help them and they invest in your products and services. And Facebook allows you to do that. This podcast is really kind of introduction for you if you've not involved yourself with it. And you know, there's some advanced nuggets in here today to help you kind of think of it in a really valuable light. But it's not valuable if you're not going to make a return on the investment you're spending. So be very, very wary. You know, if you're trying to get brand awareness just to your page to get followers, what are you doing with the followers? How are you getting more from those followers? Yeah, you're going to be left very unfulfilled if you're just directing your content and the content's not specific to anybody. You try and then sell and no one buys. It's never a reason that your product and service is bad if people don't buy. It's because they don't understand enough about it. So Facebook as a marketing tool allows you, once you're clear with your brand, once you're clear with your message, to then put adverts, articles, videos, any other form of content that you have in front of people, but there's a call to action to send them somewhere to engage with something, or you're posting an article for them to literally just read whilst bounced across and to engage and watch on your website. So, you know, a lot of people use Facebook in itself to provide content and try and help people. And that's key. I do that all the time. But there's a lot of time, and you'll see where I'll guide people to opt-in pages or I'll guide people to another piece of content because it's part of the relationship building process. And you're not going to invest in me if I haven't got you to understand more about how the content I'm producing relates to you. And this really is Facebook in a nutshell. You know, if you become very good at this process and learn it and become pretty fascinated by how much of a valuable tool it can be, it'll serve you well. You know, if you're a personal trainer in a gym in a town and that town has a specific people that you want to work with, there's no reason why you can't provide something for free for them to download that's valuable to them. It doesn't have to be fat loss tips. It can be very specific to your audience, where once they start building emails up and relationships with them, you can start sending them on email images of clients you've worked with and providing them with more value on an email. And that person will feel compelled at the right time to invest in you, your coaching on the ground or online. You know, so there are so many valuable strategies and so many systems that you can use. And a lot of people are leaving Facebook out and spending all their time on Instagram. But even on Instagram, the engagement that you're getting is very, very poor because you're not clear of the audience you're speaking to. And you're not sending anyone to a website to read any content to get further engagement with you down the line. So Facebook as a marketing tool is hugely, hugely valuable. But I'm going to tell you this. You need the framework. You need the website. You need the articles. You need the content. You need clarity with your brand. You need to be consistent with your message. And then you need to have a product at the end of it to sell. If it's personal training, online training, ebooks, you name it. If you've got nothing of quality that can be backed up by your results, your experience, your knowledge, and a congruency all the way through your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, up to your website pages, if there's no congruency, that's an easy reason for people to just leave you. So remember, there's always people that can actually try and pay for thousands, thousands, thousands of likes. And then when those people are coming down, they're missing out on so many sales because the business doesn't gel as a unit collectively. And they can't understand who they're talking to with their content, which makes them move on. So it's a hugely valuable tool. Hugely valuable tool. And one which I'm going to wholeheartedly tell you, if you're not invested in learning about it, if you're not invested in learning about the other social media platforms, and you're just copying what other people are doing, you're missing out. You know, if you're a personal trainer and you've been doing your craft for 10 years and you've done one course and you're just watching what everybody else does, you haven't got your personal brand. You just train people. So if you put social media content out, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you're just putting content out. But in the context of who you want to work with, that may not even be relevant. So you've got to have relevant content. You've got to drive people to engage with you. You've got to know who you're speaking to. You've got to do it consistently. And then when you're running Facebook ads, they've got to go to a website. They've got to go to an opt-in page. They've got to get them to have make some level of commitment to come into your world. Whether or not you sell them something very, very cheaply, this is for another podcast. We can delve into digital products and engaging with people at that level. But I'm not going to come here today on this podcast and tell you that there's 200 leads waiting for you if you do this, because they're going to end up at a social media platform that's completely not aligned, and therefore, ultimately, very rarely will you not only not sign many people up, but the ones that you do are not going to be lifelong customers because they've literally just been sold to instead of relationships being built. So use Facebook, build relationships. Get clear on your audience, provide ways for them to be able to engage with you at a deeper level, whether it's email or going to your website, and then make sure it all links together. I know there's going to be parts of the Facebook ad bit that you'll be thinking, oh my God, but remember this, please. If you've got to this point on the podcast, mentoring, supporting, guiding is an opportunity for you to take stuff from this podcast, write it down and go, right, he's talked about retargeting. He's talked about Facebook pixel. He's talked about content and context. Okay. I've talked about being able to create relevant content. And then you sit down and go, okay, well, Mark's told us this. I'm going to go and research retargeting. He's told us this. I'm going to go and research the actual, whether or not I've got my Facebook ad page, Facebook manager with my page, and I have got a business page. He talked to me about audiences. I don't know enough about audiences. I'm going to go on Google and search audiences. If I've given you introduction to some topics that you don't know and that you haven't really researched, and now I have, and now I've given you another opportunity to go into a different realm, my advice to you now is to study it a bit more. You know, I've been studying relentlessly for years, still don't know enough, still want to know a lot more, but I have a commitment to keep learning, and I want you to have the same one too. So, as always, if you found today's podcast helpful, if you can help me share as much as we possibly can across to other fitness professionals by sharing the podcast on your Instagram page, on your Insta story page, and even just tagging people in posts and telling them to get on board with the Mastery Podcast, I would be very grateful, because the more trainers I can help, the more support I can give you guys, the more fulfilled, happy you guys will be. You'll reach closer to your vision and your mission. If you don't know what it is, stay tuned, because Brand Impact Mastery is coming, and that's going to give you the flat out, non-stop content, week by week, day by day, in my online course, to be able to help you learn how to take your brand and ultimately lead customers to invest in your product or services. So guys, have a great week, because I know it's Sunday. I'm going to get this out this evening, and I shall speak to you soon. Take care.